Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe here, the Comerica Backyard. This is suite level center field. Come on by, say hi if you're heading in and you're rooting for the Rangers tonight. It is a silver boot series here as the Rangers and Astros resume their rivalry. Excited about that. I am just a few minutes away from describing how the Winnipeg Jets are desperately clinging to hope here this evening, going into Game 5 up there in Winnipeg. I'm about 20 minutes away here from the C-note and why I believe Vegas believes 7.5 is a fair number. Seems low to me. Looking at them, I'm like, yeah, probably 9 wins, maybe 8, maybe 10. But I don't think like under 7 is realistic at all, considering the gauntlet they just ran. It was a tough schedule, and they were injured already and still won 7. So we're just like, 7.5, the healthy team. Anyway, that's a tease for 20 minutes from now, the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. How we doing, boys? We good? Excited to be at the yard?
Fantastic, yeah. DeGrom night here.
Yes.
Hunter Brown's pitching his tail off as well.
Yeah, I see that Hunter Brown's like 6-1.
Yeah, he's 6-1. His ERA is sub 2. He's been absolutely brilliant. He's their ace right now. He's got a 1.48 ERA. Yeah, he's been really dialed.
I wonder what the total runs are projected for this game. Because if you told me this was a 2-1 game, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Let's bet the under on runs here. It's an ace off here tonight, and that's fun. I mean, it's got to be DeGrom's 9th or 10th start, right? This is cool that it's just like, yeah, it's a DeGrom start, you know?
Yeah, it's starting to feel normal.
Yeah. Every 5 days, you know, it goes out there and, gives you 5-6 innings
getting
probably.
Better and better.
Yes, sir. So excited about that for sure. We'll talk more Rangers here with you in a few minutes. Cowboys schedule played out last night. Woolchuck and Broadus had this thing figured out very early in the show. Salute to you guys. Isn't this schedule, looking at it, just so tough that it's really difficult to imagine that the playoffs are any sort of a sure thing? Like, and the rest of the division is locked into this bad boy. Like, I don't know if a wild card team's coming out of this division, if everybody's got to play who they got to play. And the Cowboys, like, they get it really bad. First team in history to have 4 consecutive games against a team with 14 or more wins the year prior. Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, Vikings. One of the most difficult, actually the most difficult gauntlet ever.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it in the preseason terms.
When these guys were breaking it down yesterday and piecing together what it was going to be, I'm going, oh my goodness gracious, dude. Yeah. That thing is going to be, that's a gauntlet.
And then you get like the Chargers and Commanders in 2 of the 3 weeks after that gauntlet.
Yeah, those are legit playoff caliber teams for sure.
I mean, we've seen this Cowboys team feast on average and below average regular season opponents for the better part of a decade.
Yes.
Now you're getting the most difficult schedule we have seen in Dak's entire career. You know, so I don't know. I do want to prepare us for that. And I would think, if I'm the Cowboys, how are we going into this with our situation in the defensive backfield, at defensive tackle, and at left tackle? Like, if we're really going to go for this right now, our roster leaves you kind of like, I don't know if we're going to make the playoffs. Am I right on that?
Absolutely, you're right on that.
Yeah.
They like their guys.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's a team that I do think is going to be a playoff team. Now, it's not a guarantee. It is a really tough schedule.
Yeah.
But when we project the schedule out in May and say this game looks challenging, it also could show up on the schedule when it's time to play, and it's not a challenging game. You don't know if any team underperforms, if a team overperforms, if you got an injury to a quarterback. All that's why the stuff when it's like where we're projecting out the hardest and the easiest schedules in the league.
Sure.
There is something to it. It's like, okay, but it's also why you play the game, and year to year this stuff doesn't always carry over. Washington, people weren't considering as a good team. Now we look at the schedule and it's like, damn,
their quarterback,
Washington's
makes
a tough out,
yeah, quarterback,
right?
Yeah.
A lot of it does.
Yeah.
So like New England wasn't, okay, you pencil that as a dub. Now New England looks a little bit more tough. Now that's not on the Cowboys schedule, just a team for reference, but like the Commanders, the Cowboys play well. They played them well last year, even without Dak. They beat them once, and they could have beaten them the second time. Marcus Mariota had to come in and save the day there. So Washington, I'm not super scared of. Are you super scared of the Chargers? The Cowboys can beat the Chargers. The Cowboys can beat the Vikings. That stretch
they're
of
probably
Eagles,
1-3 against them, though, aren't they?
What, Vikings, Chargers,
the
Commanders?
West, the AFC West?
I mean, I think the one that they're for sure losing, and it's not even Kansas City, it's Denver. I don't think they're going into Denver and winning.
They never do.
They never.
Yeah.
They haven't beat the Broncos since 95.
95.
That's high altitude. Sean Payton is definitely going to want to beat the Dallas Cowboys, and that is a really good defense. Really, really good defense that's going to give him some problems. So, like, we talked about that on Love of the Star. What do you think is the hardest game on the schedule? Just to be, like, you know, out of the box. I think it's Denver. Like, that's the one game I'm looking at and saying I'd be stunned if the Cowboys beat the Broncos in Denver.
I could see the Cowboys honestly getting on a roll. I could see them losing the Philadelphia game and then winning three games. And then it turns into, like, it was an emotional game against Green Bay. You know, and you had to fight to win. And somehow Brandon Aubrey got a field goal at home. And you got a little beat up. And then the next week, in the next 2 weeks, you've got Jets and Carolina. And I started thinking, all of a sudden, you're a little beat up. Team might not be. It was emotional. I could see them losing to the Jets. I could see the Jets being 1-3. And all of a sudden, you know, the Jets didn't want to move this game to London. They wanted to play this game at MetLife. They were not interested in, you know, sending it overseas.
Hmm. They beat the Cowboys the last two times they played them there.
Sam Darnold, and I remember, and yeah. There was a game where Amari Cooper didn't practice all week. He had the thigh injury, and he played like five plays.
Yep, and then left.
And they messed around, played with their food, and got beat. I could see maybe, you know, we're thinking about the Kansas Cities and the Philadelphias and the Command. We think about those games. Maybe it's the ones against like the Jets and Carolina and stuff. But I honestly feel like they could win in a very emotional game against Green Bay and turn around the next week and lose to the Jets.
I look at Green Bay as one of those coin flip-ish games, and then you look at Jets, Raiders, Carolina. Like, if you don't win those games,
then you're not making the playoffs.
Then, a 5 or 6-win season could, you know, I guess, potentially come into focus.
Yeah.
Okay, following their Game 4 win, the Stars' odds to win the series have gone to minus 1,200. There's a greater than a 90% chance mathematically, historically, and in Vegas. The Jets are now plus 600. That'd just be throwing money away. Here you go. Here's $100. The Stars have gone 13-1 in best of seven series when leading 3-1. Their lone series loss came as the North Stars in 92 against Detroit. Must have been a devastating afternoon up there. Rantanen, odds to win the Conn Smythe as the playoff MVP now plus 375. That might be the wager that I would have fun making right now, certainly trending in that direction. Man's been on fire. But how about this omen for the future? Jake Ottinger became the third goaltender in North Stars / Stars history to win five straight home games to begin a postseason, joining Ed Belfour and some other guy.
Cesar Montiago?
Montiago, yes. Cesar Montiago.
Yes.
You nailed it. In 1968.
Yeah, Cesar Montiago. Yeah.
Dude's on fire in a historic way. It only happens twice a century.
I think if I had to get a North Stars jersey, I think I would get Cesar Montiago's jersey to wear. He wore a mask, Dawson. He had the plastic mask, but he had this like crazy hair that flew over the top of the mask. So when he was moving around, it was always like...
I got a Cesar Montiago.
Yeah, this guy... Him and Rogie Vachon were like two of my favorite goalies back in the day.
I like watching those old-time hockey highlights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
amazing. How about the ones when they played without, like, when they didn't have masks?
Yeah,
like,
their hair's
like,
flying.
Like the 60s. Like, yeah. There was guys like Eddie Bauer, and there's this you know, they had these various Terry Sawchuk, these dudes, no mask, and they're like kick saving it, and like their shots coming, and yeah. I mean, it's just they're out
you
there.
You don't have time to react. Like, how are you playing?
It is crazy to watch yeah. hockey with goalies without the mask, thinking about all the things that go on.
It's a good old day, boys. That's old-time hockey right there, hey? That's
Eddie Shore,
yeah, boys.
Eddie
yeah.
Shore, old-time hockey.
Woo-hoo. Great toughness and character. Those were the days.
Great toughness and character.
Speaking of that, we go to Paul Friesen. He's slanging hopium here in the Winnipeg newspaper with the headline, there are reasons to believe in yeah. these Winnipeg Jets. I think this is the Winnipeg Sun. I think that's the name of their newspaper. Oh. He says, hey, 3-1's nothing. Okay, we were down 3-1 in the third period, game 7. We came back and, you know, we won this deal against St. Louis.
Get him,
so,
Paul.
You know, that's desperate. That's cute, I guess.
Some
but,
damn copium talking there for them, huh?
Yeah, I do believe so. You know, they're 5-1 at home in the playoffs.
They are.
Last home game, Hellebuck had the shutout win. I think that's a little bit of hope. I asked Leah about that. You know, mm-hmm. I think if you're a Winnipeg fan right now, you're thinking, hey, this thing's happening tonight. You know, let's get up for how it goes down on Friday night. This is where, you know, the team's really going to need us. They're looking at our top line combined for a league-leading 107 goals. We only have 3 goals out of these guys in 4 games. They're thinking, we are so due.
Oh, you know, boo-hoo.
So due.
You know, we're looking over here. We got the Robo over here. He's not getting scores, huh?
Right. We've accepted that reality.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, because we got a Miko,
yeah,
right?
Because we got a Miko, and who do you have? You got nobody.
They're
nobody's saving the day for you over there, Luzapek.
they're pointing to the fact that they have overcome doubters all season, that nobody thought that, you know, we could be the number one team or allow the fewest goals. And, you know, we've been overcoming adversity all year. They got this We Are Winnipeg thing going.
I am not going to attempt their power play. I'm not going to say anything about it. But it was one of the best in hockey this season.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be that guy like, oh, they're terrible. But literally, Dallas has taken some of the most stupidest penalties.
Stupid,
yeah.
And
from their vets too.
And,
that's just
and survived them. And I'm knocking on wood as I say that,
yeah.
You know, because I don't want it to be all of a sudden you take more stupid penalties tonight and it turns into 3 goals. But Dallas has taken some stupid penalties, and Winnipeg has not taken advantage of that. I think that's been big in this series.
It's been massive.
Yeah, and that's what The Athletic wrote about, that, yeah. You know, despite, you know, the fact that you're going home, your power play looks broken, your penalty kill is broken, they can't finish chances,
yeah.
And your goaltender is rattled.
Is rattled.
They have a 9-game road losing streak to negotiate if they get past tonight, right? 9-game road losing streak to negotiate, and if you get past that, then you go to game 7, where it's 9-0 Pete DeBoer to negotiate.
9-0.
Like, when you start to stack up, you know,
lose.
Everything.
This guy doesn't freaking lose.
It's it's pretty glorious, the fact that, you know, last week at this time, we didn't know if, you know, the Stars could even finish off Colorado.
I think Colorado so far has been the better team.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah.
It might turn into, if you get past, Edmonton might be better than both mm-hmm. when it's all said and done, which is strange to say.
It's amazing they won so many regular season games, but we see it all the time. There's you know, there's regular season teams.
Get hot at the end.
The Cowboys' offense has been, you know, regular season. Rangers and Astros tonight. You got to be able to get a hold of Hunter Brown a little bit, having a fantastic season. We are thinking Chris Martin is just going to return to pitching. MRI showing no damage on this. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes.
The guy's elbow popped.
That's luck.
When you see something like that, I mean, you're just like, holy cow, I guess we'll see you next year, maybe. But at that age, maybe that's it. Brett Boone talking about his concern for the offense, says he's not really into the modern metrics. I think for some fans, they're thinking, oh, no, right? The Brett Boone shine's worn off a little bit.
Get him, Krusty.
You almost got shut out twice against the Rockies. But this is exactly what they need. You kidding me?
Yeah.
CY and Boach know that this is exactly what the team needs right now. We don't need an analytics guy. We had an analytics guy. And
he won a championship with an analytics guy, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, right now it calls for different measures.
It does.
It's a different year, different team, different measures.
Okay, and different sport here. We go to the PGA Championship.
Oh,
this is at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Xander Schauffele, your defending champion, but through the first round here, you got Ryan Gerard at 5-under as your leader. Luke Donald, Ryan Fox, Alex Smalley, Stephen Yeager. Cam Davis. Very different than the leaderboard at the Masters.
Who the hell are those guys?
Our Dallas guys struggled.
I would hope that you would hear it, say that in a Canadian.
Who the hell are those guys? I can't tell you. I don't know. Who the hell those are?
I was hoping that maybe Mike Weir would be up there, a Canadian golfer, that you would like get to talk about Mike Weir. Yeah.
Scheffler was up and down all day long. He eagled 15, but then double bogeyed 16, and he ends up at 2 under there, 4 off the pace.
Where is by the way? This is usually the one tournament that Rory McIlroy always wins when they play at Quail Hollow.
The Quails?
Yeah. Where is he in this? He owns this course.
Is a Spieth man even in there?
I don't, okay.
Has he teed off yet?
Spieth is +1, okay. But he is through 9.
That's okay.
DeChambeau +1 through 8. I saw a headline that said Rory McIlroy was struggling, but as I scanned through all the golfers here, I do not. I don't see him.
He usually wins that tournament when they play at Quail Hollow.
Do you see any Hunter Mahans? Because did you see what that guy had to say about Quail Hollow?
No,
no.
He said, "How about this for a sports analogy?"
He used to be good. I don't know what happened. That dude completely fell off the map.
Well, he's dialed at the microphone. He says, "I guess I would say Quail Hollow is like a Kardashian. It's very modern, beautiful, and well kept, but it lacks a soul or character."
A hell of a way to put it.
I mean, my gosh, Hunter Mahan, Hunter Mayhem.
Hunter's trying to get a job on the tower.
He might.
Let's go to 17 and Hunter Mayhem. Yeah.
Okay, you got Rory. He's in +3. Okay.
Oh wow.
Where are you, Hunter
Mayhem? Wow, score. I couldn't find Hunter Mahan.
Maybe he hasn't teed off yet.
Maybe he's not playing.
He's
this
too busy
one.
Teeing off on the Kardashians.
He might not even. Is be he,
I don't think. I don't think he's played a tournament for. I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Maybe
forever.
He is a broadcaster.
Maybe he's
now.
Just bitching to be bitching, Broadus. You know how that goes.
Could be. Yeah, people do that.
Okay, we got the C note. Cowboys news of the evening. Some Stephen Jones audio, and I believe I have found why Vegas believes 7.5 is a fair number for your Cowboys win total for the season. That's coming up next year. It's the G.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back Nation of the Fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. We're live at the Globe here. Rangers Astros tonight. Pregame coming up at 6:30. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Yeah, Cowboys news of the evening every day at this time, and I got some Stephen Jones audio. Just something jumped out to me that made me think, oh, maybe that's what – oh, okay, segment's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, he was on with Adam Schein on Mad Dog Radio. And on the Eagles game here, cut number one, he was asked about, you know, is this added extra motivation? You're going to play the Eagles. That's their, you know, they're all celebrating here, winning the Super Bowl. What do you say? Is that extra motivation? Here we go.
It certainly motivates our organization, I know, from the players to the coaches. They were so fired up about it this morning. You know, everybody in the organization is looking forward to that. Certainly a disappointing year for us last year compared to the, you know, championship year the Eagles have. As you said, it's a huge, huge rivalry. Love lost, but a lot of respect and for what they've accomplished there. But hopefully both teams will be healthy going into that game and should be interesting.
Hopefully both teams will be healthy going into that game. I thought, why would you say that? Isn't that random? You know, Overshown and Diggs aren't going to be healthy.
Sure.
We're not hoping they're going to be ready for week one. What other players or player is maybe coming back from an injury that, you know, could be impacted week one? That Steven might be hoping is healthy by
then. I think
Dakota Rain Prescott.
No, I think.
Ding.
I think so. I think he's talking more about training camp, that you never know what's going to happen in a training camp.
Never know what can happen, all right.
Like you lose Sam Williams.
Yeah, Sam Williams is covering a punt, and next thing you know, or say, for example, Tyler Booker is like one-on-one rep, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, don't.
I'm not. I mean.
Well, Tyron Smith, I mean, he got hurt 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying, though.
You got any extra wood over there? Pause.
No, I got you covered.
But pull them pants down.
But what?
Dump that.
But I just, to me, I think he's talking more that he does not know what's going to happen, you know.
Okay, which is a good thought, Brian.
Yeah.
But then
I think I think he knows what guys he's not going to have.
Right. Yeah, I think, okay, all right. And you think he knows for sure he's going to have Dak. And that's,
I think so.
That's one possibility, I think, that, and I trust your gut, Brian, but Vegas has installed the Cowboys at 7.5. How could that possibly make sense?
I think they're looking at the new coach. I think they're not really committed to seeing that. They don't know really the scheme. They don't know really what the running game is going to look like.
Well, there's so many questions.
Yeah.
Is the offensive line going to end up being good? We're hoping. We're projecting that it might be.
I think they're looking at the schedule and they're saying
it is a tougher schedule.
That, like, we're going to go through it at 340. We're going to do our annual win-lose thing that we do.
Love that.
Oh, good.
Second time today. This is a party, dude. This is the best day ever.
And so, to me, I kind of look at it as a way that Vegas is probably saying there's more questions about the Cowboys right now that we don't have answers for.
I mean, we just got George Pickens. I'd say that's pretty good.
Last year
it was 10.5.
No, I asked
and it was a rookie left tackle
earlier.
With no experience.
I asked you guys this question after the Pickens trade, and I felt like I got good, honest answers from you guys. I was like, how many more wins is Pickens worth? And
yeah.
I kind of got the one and a half.
Yeah.
I didn't get a 3 or 4 or anything like that. Before the Pickens trade, you probably thought they were a 6-win team anyway.
The reason I brought up Pickens, though, is the over-under last year is 10.5. Looking at that group compared to this group.
Well, Dak got hurt.
And now he's healthy,
they're also
right?
Three straight 12. But here's the – okay. So I'm not fully, like, you know, buying eating the cheese here with this, but could it be they are accounting for Dak to miss time? Now at this age that he's at – the history
just in general.
Point in
just
the
like it's not necessarily to start the season, but they're factoring in there's a likelihood that Dak could miss 4 to 6 games or maybe
that
more.
Would be wise. That would be wise. Vegas also gets access to information that Chief, I think very, very few people do in this equation.
Yeah.
And that's why these numbers are always so interesting.
And I think the other thing too about this year is now going into it, you know the type of impact that Saquon Barkley has on the Eagles. And you know what type of impact Jaden Daniels has on the Commanders.
Tough division.
So the division factor of this where you're talking about MVP caliber dudes sitting right there square in your face. Now, what they're clearly not anticipating is Saquon Barkley maybe not being the freshest version of himself after what was a heavy load he had to carry last year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he was super healthy last year, and that's not something that maybe they're expecting in terms of him getting banged up, but that's absolutely on the table.
Look how Golden State completely fell apart when Curry went out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing that, you know, I think if you want to say that, I don't think it's Dak about the early season. Maybe they're saying that Dak is going to now miss games. I think that is legitimate.
Yeah.
I think that part of it, if you would say, well, they're going to play three games with Joe Milton, mm-hmm. and they're probably going to lose all three of those games.
And I think that that's fair. I mean, like, we did go back and look, okay, the years after Dak's been hurt. He's stayed healthy for that next follow-up season, but he's also now north of 30.
Yep.
And in that ankle, and you've talked about it a lot, Dawson, like the recovery, maybe that does lead to other extremity injuries in the lower legs, like with the hammy, you know, the I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor when it comes to that, but I do think it would be fair to factor in there's a likelihood Dak could miss a couple games.
And could they also know this avulsion fracture will further take away athleticism, and we don't know how good of a quarterback he's going to be on the other side?
Yes.
You know, I think,
especially because he wasn't playing well when he got hurt last year.
He was not.
Wasn't like he was dominating and then, oh, crap, he got banged up. Him and CD weren't even on the same page. Yeah.
Okay, and then also consider the fact, I know you guys do that BetMGM show or BetQL. It's a betting show on the weekends.
Bet Nation, a.k.a. the 4-Hour Fumble.
So you guys are very familiar with the concept that while these numbers are accurate, sometimes they're like taxing the public for betting so hard one way or the other. And with the Cowboys, the over is going to get hammered. So they're setting this thing at 7.5, knowing Cowboys fans are going to look at this like it's a prime ribs, plate. Mm-hmm. And they're going to devour that, and they're going to hammer that. And at the end of the season, if the Cowboys are over 7.5, they're going to pay the most money they've ever paid out on an over-under to Cowboys fans that believed. So they're not dorking around here, right? They know that under 7 is very realistic. They're actually planning on probably reaping quite a reward off this.
It might be actually under 7 with a healthy team. The schedule's
brutal, and it could be that Shoddy's not a good coach. We don't know about them. I mean, it wasn't an inspiring head coaching hire. He certainly made us all, me, feel better about it with how he's kind of handled the media and the players all like it. But then again, that wasn't ever the question. I mean, even when I went on that rant, it wasn't like, Shoddy's a great dude. We know that. We loved sitting and talking football with him when we got to have him at training camp. That's never an issue, his ability to talk with people and how he is with people. But can he coach on Sundays?
Yeah, I think that's fair. You know, I guess I would assume some baseline level of competency if I'm setting lines. But you're absolutely right that is in the probabilities that this blows up in his face so bad. You never know how a guy's going to react under that level of pressure. We also got an update to the all-in topic, which is pretty offensive. You know, I think he's getting aligned with Dad on this. He said, I don't buy into to all that. Name one person that isn't all-in. I'd hate the fans to hear their owners say that people aren't all-in. When you're competing in the NFL, it's kind of a joke. Every year we line up, we're moving our chips in. So Steve has created this reality where salary cap management is nothing. Everybody is equal, all in. I think he is up against it so bad because of the way that the Eagles are managing the cap. There's no other way for him to spin it.
I would not disagree with you there.
It's an annoying question. Stop asking me about it, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're all in. As much all in as we're going to be. They do have a lot of dead money. They do have a lot of big contracts. You know, to me, I think all in means to hell with the future. We're going to sign deals now, and if they blow up our cap in the future, that's fine. But we cannot have a hole in our roster. And until you have that mindset, then you're not really all in.
Yeah, you nailed it with they're as all in as they're going to be.
Yeah.
Like the Pickens move to them was like, hey, it works in the parameters of what we want to do. It's not crazy. We're not giving up a one or a two. Maybe we can even recoup this third back a year from now if he goes off and signs somewhere else. But it fits into, okay, we're willing to do this. And it's not financially going to kill us because he's still on his rookie contract. And maybe they probably don't have any chance of really signing him long term. Maybe their vision is like, yeah, we're not even going to do that. We're not going to pay him $25 to $30 million a year, which is what he's going to want.
I did see a story that they have like $30 million in cap space right now, you know. I guess that's eaten away a little bit as this draft class is signing, but not a lot.
Earmarked.
It's probably Mike and money.
They're pointing to Mike on that one. And then they're going to be like also Tyler Smith and also maybe Ferguson, maybe Bland.
Yeah.
We got to keep this mediocre team together forever, guys.
You're right, dude. I keep forgetting about that whenever I see the Cowboys have cap space that they're probably already thinking it's spent. Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking us today, Brian?
Yeah, it's the annual trip of Let's Pick the Schedule. We'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. If you are rolling out to the yard tonight, come say hi. It's the G-Bag Nation Comerica Backyard at the Globe, center field, suite level. So we'll be here all the way till 6:30 when the pregame is underway. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this as well. Okay, do you guys remember last year what our prediction record was by any chance?
9-8, right?
9-8.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 9-8.
Yeah. Did you guys feel at the time feel good about that one?
I did. Yeah, I thought it was low.
You thought it was low.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you were high on the team last year.
I was.
I was not. They did nothing in the offseason last year outside of Eric Kendricks to get me excited. I think this offseason's been so much better.
All right. Well, let's see if we can do this again. I know Wolchuk mentioned that we did it at Love of the Star this morning, and I kind of wanted to get a show schedule. Done here is okay. What I was kind of thinking of, because we did it last year, and you know we like I say, we were a couple games off, but I just want to get a show prediction here of this schedule.
I think we would have hit it if maybe Dak would have got hurt earlier.
Sorry,
that was a bad joke.
Oh, if we got more Cooper,
yeah.
you are a Cooper Rush fan, my guy.
You are a big Cooper Rush fan.
Big Dak fan too. You know that
as a person.
Guy.
Oh yeah. Big Dak fan for sure.
He's a heart. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you can't root for the person.
All right. Let's see if we can do this. Let me take a sip of water here to get us going.
All right.
There you go.
Sip.
Wow, you're drinking water. Got to stay hydrated.
Got to stay hydrated.
And it's not
out
even
here.
Flavored.
I didn't have to walk all the way across the parking lot today. I feel bad for my
team. Gave you the senior special.
Don't feel bad. I'm trying to get my steps up again.
Man, is that a senior special or is that a respect for Brian deal? It's like, oh, there's Broadus.
Maybe a little both.
I think that might be.
But I think the gray hair definitely helps.
You think he felt like that I didn't I might
handle it?
That I might fall down in the parking lot like I did at Avis?
Yeah, he heard the story. I think our guys at Tolo out there, he heard the story of you falling.
What just happened?
Not on my watch.
He's like, Broadus, I can't risk you trying to climb over those chains at any point.
You see me like out there walking with my chair, you know, and all of a sudden I'm laying like in a spot out there and these vultures are overhead, buzzards and so forth.
If he ever doesn't allow that, you should just bring a cane. And then when you get out of the car, like, see this? Then you just cane your way up there.
Knowing how Ray watches the bottom line so closely, I bet they're worried about an insurance claim. An entire season of Brian making that walk.
Yeah.
It's a settlement waiting to happen.
I wouldn't blame him. Especially after, like you said, you guys saw me at that Avis parking lot. That was not pretty at all.
No.
But, yeah, not good at all. All right, here we go. September 4th, we all know, Thursday night against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Win.
I'm thinking a win.
Now I'll put that one down as an L.
What about you?
Seeing a loss, Brian.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, that's an L.
Okay. L goes in the books right there, right off the jump. Any reason why or just...
The home opener can have a lot of juice and momentum there for the Eagles. And I think they split personally with the Eagles this year. I really do. I think they can get them at home, assuming Dak stays healthy. The road Eagles game is usually the one they'd lose.
Much like 2-3 years ago with the 49ers, your only hope is that Saquon Barkley gets hurt. And I'm not hoping for that,
right.
But that is your only path to victory.
Never and hope for hurt.
Week one, he's going to be fresh, most
That's
likely.
About to get clipped.
That's a turds victory by at least 3 scores.
Yeah. Let's not let that get clipped. He was not saying he
wants
the guy.
No, he was not. He was just saying.
Not saying
it's
that.
It's easier to defeat a team without their best player. And I think that's totally fair. I think that's a fair critique as a sports broadcast.
I admire his discipline. He looked in the bag of hope. He saw there was only one hope there, and it was for injury. And he said, no, you can keep that hope.
Yeah. How about this? 10 days later, you got the New York Football Giants at home.
That's a win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not? They're going to get 5 or 6 wins this year. Why not week 2 be one of them?
I got to win.
You're going to be the heel here.
Dawson, you're leaning into the heel. It's really all about.
Someone has to be.
It's really all about the majority here. Okay. I know you were thinking about an L.
It wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered?
Yeah, because I would have been voted out, right?
You're thinking about an L to the Giants?
But duly noted, it would have been like, well, Dawson didn't think we were going to win that game.
The only reason why I feel very confident is because they will have a few extra days of rest going into that game. Extra days to prepare.
Yeah, like you need against the Giants?
Hey, dude, okay. You never know.
You never know. All right, September 21st.
Scataboo's going to run all over this place.
Trip to Chicago on September 21st. Dawson.
I feel like that's still a win.
Woolley.
Yep, that's a dub. You've got Matt Eberflus with the revenge game. You got some guys on the staff that hopefully are able to give you some insight on what they want to do there, although it is Ben Johnson. But Flus has gone up against Ben Johnson before. Give me Caleb Williams to run around and give some interceptions to our guys.
Chieftain?
I will say that's a Bears victory.
Noted. But on the book, it goes as a W.
Goes as a W.
Screw you.
At home, September 28th against the Green Bay Packers.
It's an L.
Chief says L. Woolley.
Yeah, I've got to go with a loss here. I can't pick him to be Green Bay until I see it with my own eyes.
Dawson.
I think this is a revenge game win for the Cowboys.
Okay. Still goes down as an L.
Okay.
Because we got the 2-1. It's a show bet. Show bet here.
And, hey, love of the star, Brian is going with the dub for this Packers game.
I went with the dub.
And I loved everything you said. I can't do it. They haunt me.
All right. Here's the one that scares me, believe it or not. October 5th against the New York Jets at MetLife. Dawson.
You're winning that game.
Woolley.
Since they lost to the Packers, I'm going the dub here.
How about you there, Jason?
Is this Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Beat him last year when he was on the Steelers.
Yeah, and honestly, the Steelers should have just kept him out of the game. They had a better chance of winning.
Chief, what do you think on a duly noted?
Duly noted, I think the Jets get the win.
I said so, too, when we did the Love of the Star podcast. Because I think it's going to be, like I said, an emotional victory against Green Bay.
You've picked him to beat the Giants.
They're going to beat those Giants. Week 2 is going to be spectacular, Walchuk.
Carolina Panthers on the schedule. 16. Cowboys go to Carolina. And on October 12th, Carolina, win or loss?
That's a win. Bryce Young doesn't finish the game.
Okay. Oh, really?
Ezeraku breakout party.
Yeah, they've gone to Carolina the last 2 years and beat them pretty good. I think Carolina's going to be better, but the Cowboys are still a better football team than the Panthers. That's a win.
How about you there, Chieftain?
Yeah, no pity for the kitty that week. Cowboys dub.
October 19th, home game against the Commanders. Woolley.
I'm going to say this one's an L. I say they lose at home to Washington. I think they split with them this year, and they're going to get them back on Christmas Day.
All right. How about you there, Chieftain?
L.
Dawson?
It's a horrible loss. Commanders had some problems that you could exploit last year. They probably fixed those.
October 26th at the Broncos. Chief.
That's a guarantee L.
Yeah, that's a stone cold lead pipe lock.
Dawson?
I can't see that going well.
All right, we're on a bad run here, boys. Monday night, come home against the Arizona Cardinals.
The turning point has happened.
November 3rd.
Kyler Murray, if he's still healthy at the time, he's going to be feeling fantastic about his opportunity to extend his winning streak at AT&T Stadium. That's another back-to-back weeks of, like, the two teams that weirdly are kryptonite for you.
Yeah, you haven't been able to beat them. I'm going to say that they do indeed get the win this go-around. Why? Clayton Adams gives you the secret sauce to victory over Arizona.
So we got a win and a loss?
Yes, sir.
What about you, Dawson?
Winsky.
All right. Ooh, that avoided a three-game losing streak right there.
Well, you got another one coming pretty soon.
We got the bye week, and then we go to the Raiders on November 17th. Dawson.
I'm going to go loss with that one. And I don't know why, but the Cowboys have struggled with the Raiders over the years, and I think that continues. I think you're probably getting players back off of buys, which might change roles, might have some rust factor there with Diggs and Overshown that point in the season, going loss to the Raiders.
Woolley?
If it was at home on Thanksgiving, I'd pick the Raiders.
Yeah.
But it's not. This one's in Vegas, first time. It's going to be rocking. Give me the Cowboys.
I imagine this is actually going to feel like a Cowboys home crowd. Agreed. To some extent.
W, so, it is.
Yeah, give me Cowboys dub.
Dawson noted on your end.
Thank you.
At home, the following week against Philadelphia.
Oh, that's a terrible loss. This team's just too good.
Woolley?
I'm going dub. I think they split with the Eagles, and I picked them to lose the road game earlier.
Chieftain?
Yeah, give me a Cowboys victory.
All right.
Yeah!
Look at that.
Woo!
All right, you guys got them on a three-game heater now.
How many games have we have them winning in total at this point?
I was going to count it at the end of the
day. Okay, no problem. Just count it at the end of the day.
I'm going to count at the end of the day.
What a stupid question.
I'm just going to count at the end of the day.
It's a dumb question.
Why would you ask that?
Thanksgiving Day against the Chiefs.
L.
Yeah, I'll go L.
Oh. You just hope Patrick Mahomes puts on a laser show so you can have some sort of entertainment value out of that.
Competitive game, though.
Horrible loss, but it's a loss.
This is what I worry about. They're not going to practice at all for this game because of the fact that, you know, coming back after – yeah, they've got Philadelphia at home. Next thing you know, they're now, it's like, well, we're kind of banged up. It's a walkthrough and all that. There's teams that can't beat Kansas City with full practice.
Do we know how much shot he likes to practice?
I'm guaranteeing that he is not. I think he likes to practice, but I don't think this week it's going to allow him to practice after a tough game against the Eagles. That's what I'm saying.
I think we're going to look back on that game, and we're going to remember it as the Breshard Smith game. The former SMU pony coming back to Dallas.
Okay.
And running wild.
Okay. How about this one on December 4th at Detroit?
Ooh, horrible loss.
I wonder how the Lions could be a regress team this year.
They will be to some extent.
Yeah, I think that I don't know how good the Lions are going to be, but I'll go with an L because they want the Cowboys. They want to beat the crap out of them so bad, and this is a tough stretch here. I'll go L against the Lions.
All right.
Same here.
All right. That kind of took care of that. At home on December 14th against the Minnesota Vikings.
I think that's a dub. I think the Cowboys have the Vikings number.
Seems like one they can get. I like what you're doing there, Woolchuck. They usually beat them. I'll go Cowboys.
I was going to say that's a loss.
Okay, well, duly noted.
Basically a rookie quarterback, right?
Yeah.
And I love Kevin O'Connell, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, the Cowboys crapped on him a couple of years ago pretty good.
December 21st against the Los Angeles Chargers.
I like this as a dub because this is a noon kick at AT&T Stadium.
Okay. I like it.
That's my reason for victory.
Yeah, it's a tough one, but I'll go win here.
All right, that turns into
a W.
Dawson,
horrible loss. Amari and Hampton, rookie running back.
Yeah,
physical Harbaugh team in their second year.
No, that's a tough game. I'm with you.
Duly noted. December 25th, after a hard physical game against the Chargers, now you got to go 4 days later to play the Commanders on the road Christmas Day.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels is going to be the Grinch.
They own Washington and Washington. Give me the Cowboys.
Dawson, it's up to you.
Elsky.
Oh, no. Elsky.
Horrible loss.
Oh, geez. This is terrible. All right, final game. It might not matter at this point.
Dub against the Giants.
Dub against the Giants?
Yeah.
They're going to sweep the G-men, huh?
They always do.
What are you saying there? You're saying going Dubs?
Yeah, I'm going Cowboy Dub.
How about you, Dawson?
Who are they playing?
The Giants.
Win.
All right, as it looks like,
Dak owns them.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 wins.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
10-7.
Don't put my name on that.
That's exactly what I think is going to happen.
Well, I think I'd had them at 7-10 if it was up to me. But I like your guys' optimism here. I'm hoping those things come true. Just got to get Tyler Guyton, maybe? What's the one player that needs to show up for that to be real?
What? It's Guyton. Yeah. I think it's this team, if the offensive line ends up being bad and Tyler Booker doesn't end up hitting and Guyton continues to stink, then this team is not going to
Let me ask you this, though. Who are you more confident in?
Booker
Tyler
Guyton?
No. Tyler Guyton or Mazi Smith?
Oh, geez. Guyton.
Because I'm more confident in Guyton. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think Mazi is what he is. And that's a below-average player.
I mean, Mozzie's job is just so much easier, you know? I think Guyton handing the pass rushers.
I think I'm more confident in Mozzie right now myself.
Wow.
All right. I'm giving some credence to the idea that this new staff is so O-line centric
right.
with their backgrounds from the new O-line coach, of course, and then also Clayton Adams.
10-7. Playoffs are... No, yes or no?
Yeah, I think you're a wild card team at 10-7.
No, I'd say no. Oh, if they win 10 games?
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah, there's probably a pretty fair chance.
But they
you're
will
a wild
be one and done, right? I mean, okay. I think we forget, like, Dak's a regular season quarterback, boys.
But as Dawson, you have them like a 7-10.
Yeah, this schedule is pretty dang tough. And, I think maybe 2026 is the year where they come roaring out of this. But I wonder if there's hope that. The Eagles lost a pass rusher. You took Fowler from Washington. Like, can Guyton have an easier time out there than the rookie year gauntlet that he had to run those first 8 weeks of the season? I mean, it was like all pro after all pro that he had to face. Yeah. So maybe there's some hope there in the quality of opponents a little bit less. Where are we going next, Chief?
Around the rim, Jay Billis gives us the Cooper Flag 411 with the morning show. And things got a little too physical in Boston last night, if you ask me. That's next year in the nation.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.